God, that you use me for your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Decrease me, increase you in me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, control me. Lord God, let your Holy Spirit take over in the name of Jesus. Lord God, stir up the gift within me, Lord God, and let me preach the word, Lord God, that you gave to me, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for your word on tonight, Lord God, and let it do exactly what it's to do, Lord God, for your people, Lord God. Let it edify and build up in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. So I thank him on today for the word on tonight, and I thank God that it came to me first that I may teach. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Giving God the glory on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I will be coming to you from Exodus 3. Third chapter, verse 14 and 15. That's the text on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm going to, Lord, help me to speak slower because I tend to talk fast. So, Lord, slow me down, Lord God, that people may understand what I'm saying, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And it reads, Exodus 3, 14 and 15, King James Version. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. In simple terms, it's basically saying, God, the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this is my name forever. I am who I am. This has always been my name, and this is how I always will be known. If I have a topic for you tonight, the topic is I am. The subtopic on tonight will be, help me to be who I am. I am, Hebrew definition is, and it came to pass. In other words, I am to be. I will become what I choose to become. I am as a declaration. I exist. All power is in his hands, and he gave it to us. And down the line, you will see why we have power given unto us. Amen. God describes us in so many ways. He identifies us as heirs of his image, his children, valuable and chosen. In 2 Corinthians 3 and 18, and it reads, but we all with open faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We are like a mirror of him, reflecting our God. In Genesis 1 and 26, and it reads, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Also in Luke 10 and 19, he also says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. He made us. So I am, we are royal priesthood. In Galatians 4 and 7, and it reads, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. And in Romans 8 and 17, it says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. Hallelujah. We have the spirit of adoption. My God, help us to take this role seriously. So we are God's heirs. We share ownership. We are family. We are co-heirs. Once we have chosen to love, trust, and follow Jesus, he invites us to share in eternal glory with God. We become co-heirs with Jesus. We will rule alongside Jesus as God's children in heaven. He has upgraded us. Hallelujah. Once we have accepted the invitation to have that deeply connection with God, that means so now I am is in me, and I am his image. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ephesians 2 and 10 reads, "For we are the workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we shall walk in them." So do not lose you in a process in who God made you to be. Make sure we are reflecting him and not the world. Ephesians 5 and 8 says, if ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the world, walk as children of the light. See, God, he loves us and made us special, unique in our own way. Romans 12 and 2 reads, Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Although we know that we are not to be wrestling against the flesh and blood, we know that we're not supposed to wrestle against flesh and blood. We know this is a whole lot of spiritual warfare that we deal with. So he's basically saying, he put the ball in our courts, saying, the ball is in our courts. The ball is in our court to choose who we want to reflect. Don't change who you are or who God perfectly made you to be. So don't lose yourself along the way trying to please others. He fearfully and wonderfully made us. So learn who he made you to be. God knows that we are a peculiar people. We are very curious. And we want things, and we may want what others have. Sometimes we may just want to be accepted and loved. But if we try to blend ourselves into the world, the people around us, in our culture, filling our lives with random things we think will help us, we end up sometimes totally different from who God intended us to be. We throw away our true selves. God made us the way we are for a reason. He values who we are, so don't let the world or nobody dictate your actions. Look into the mirror at your image. You are who God says you are. Reinvent yourself in him. 1 Corinthians 4 and 3 says, "But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self." So don't worry about what people think of you. He is our only judge. So don't get caught up with people or being a people pleaser. What our maker made thinks of us is all that matters. What our maker thinks of us is all that matters. Matthew 10, 29-31 reads, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows." God got his. And he will keep you through it all. He knows his children just like we know our own children. And we look out for them day to day. Hallelujah. Thank you. Know who you are. I am is in me. Don't lose sight of the I am that's within you. The I am within you speaks life and not damnation. There's a man in the Bible named Zacchaeus. And I'm just going to read that scripture. It's coming from Luke 19, 1 through 9. "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho.
And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. And he was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, who was who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little in stature. And he ran before and climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him. And he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto Zacharias, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Now Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. See, people judged Zacchaeus. They didn't like him. They may have just seen that he was rich. He was greedy. He was a tax collector. Or maybe because he was just short. Just like some of us. We may have been called names or judged, or maybe being a drunk or a rock star, a prostitute, ugly, stupid, thief, a lowlife, a loser, or just someone said you will never be nothing. Whatever the case may be, people dislike you. But Jesus knew him despite what people thought of him. He saw the good and supped with him, and they were still talking. Things always change when Jesus looks at you. He sees when his name becomes, he sees Jesus, okay, hold up. See, Jesus knows his name. He knew Zacchaeus' name because he knew who he was. Just like he know me, and just like he really know you. We all have a place at his table. We all are different because he made us that way. You ever heard of someone say, I wish you were more like your brother or your sister? You don't have to climb up in a tree like Zacchaeus for Jesus to see who you are. So stop speaking against yourself. Stop letting other words have power over you. The word I am holds power. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am. And I come that you would never have to hunger no more. He said, I am the light of the world. And he that follow me should not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. That he that believeth on me, though he was dead, he shall live. He said, I am the true vine. Hallelujah. So God is everything. And he put this in us, who we are. When God, however, tells Moses in Exodus 3 and 14 that I am, God is identifying himself as the one who is eternally self-existent. He is the beginning and the ending. God is timeless, everlasting, forever. His I am, that I am statement emphasizes his deity, his eternal. I am allows you and me to become what you consciously choose. I am proclaims the presence of your divine creator within you. What is the power meaning of I am? I am is the most powerful command statement there is. It frees you to be who you desire to become because it is the power of God being spoken into you. It can be used to empower you or disempower you. So be careful of what you attach the end of at the end of that statement. It will manifest into reality. Our words are alive. God becomes what you need to become for you. He becomes God in whatever situation you find yourself in. I am are two words that have the power to completely change your life. In fact, you are already speaking it into your life. When you say, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I'm overwhelmed, I'm poor, I'm sick, I'm stupid, I'm illiterate, I'm weak. You're in essence saying, I am that. When you say, I'm bold, I'm able, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored, you are also saying, I am. Thus and such is me. I am that I am. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through me. I am the vine. You are the branches. I am the Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection of life. I am that I am. How powerful is that? You have the power to declare, decree, proclaim, and receive the gift of your own tongue. No one else can say I am for you. No one else can speak those words over you. No one can release you but you. These words are for you and only you to declare what you will over your life. You are the only one who has the power and authority to speak such words in your own conscious creation. It's a fact of your existence. The reason you have become who you are today is that you have accepted what the environment said you were. What was possible for you? You brought into the influence of your surroundings, the limitations of your experiences, as many of us do until we learn how to self-proclaim using the words, the powerful word, I am. I am neutralizes fear and doubt and moves you into position. Command yourself now. Who can stop a man or a woman who proclaims him or himself into power? No one. I am allows you to become what you consciously choose. I am proclaims the presence of the divine creator within you. When speaking with emotional conviction, your condition, your subconscious mind to believe this is the predecessor of all great things to come for you. This is a great sacrifice and transcending all current conceptions of yourself. It is your superpower. Know this and say, I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am successful. I am victorious. I am talented. I am creative. I am wise. I am healthy. I am in shape. I am energetic. I am happy. I am positive. I am passionate. I am strong, hallelujah. I am confident. I am secure. I am beautiful. I am attractive. I am valuable. I am free. I am redeemed. I am forgiven. I am anointed. I am accepted. I'm proven. I am prepared. I am qualified. I am motivated. I am focused. I am disciplined. I am determined. I am patient. I am kind. I am generous. I am excellent. I am equipped. I am empowered. I am well able. I am smart. I am a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. My God. This word is for me. I've talked myself down. I spoke down to myself for years. Hallelujah, Jesus. I got on my knees on the edge of the bed. and spoke what I was feeling to my husband. And he had to check me. And this was the word God gave me. He started ministering to me before I started to tell you what I'm talking about tonight. I had to speak this on myself. I had to say this to myself because I spoke all negative things of myself. So this word was for me. It came to me first. And if it don't come to me, I can't give it to you. And this is what he gave me. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 18 and 21, there is power in the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Ephesians 4 and 28 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. James 3 and 8 says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. James 3 and 10 says, out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things are not so to be. Watch your mouth. It will become what you choose it to become. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that I may have life, that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. So we can be our own enemy with our mouth. We can be our own enemy. Jesus, if he is your father, then act like it. Say so. Our Savior Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, seen about us long time ago, before we was even fearfully and wonderfully made. I am in God, who has made me, who has made my to be in him. I have seeds for greatness within me. I will become all he created me to be, because I am unique. I am wonderfully made, and there is no one else exactly like me. He formed me in my mother's womb. So, Lord, I thank you for making me so complex. God says that he created me in his divine likeness and designed my gender. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for your spirit of adoption and making me your child. Thank you for the power you speak life. Thank you for the power to speak life on my own grounds. I will keep negative speaking from coming out of my mouth. So speak over yourself. Encourage yourself. I am what God says I am in him. Use your words to speak life to yourself and to others in Jesus' name. So continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And let I am be the powerful word that you speak life over everything concerning you, concerning your house, concerning your children, concerning the saints of God, concerning this world. Speak life. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.